Yesterday's spate of primary elections around the country saw a senator unseated, three more women nominated for governor, an upset of a Kennedy for Congress, and in a result that sounds eerily familiar, confusion in Florida.
In New Hampshire, two-term Republican Senator Bob Smith was defeated for renomination by Congressman John Sununu. In Maryland's 8th Congressional District, Mark Shriver, the son of Sergeant and Eunice Kennedy Shriver, lost his bid for the Democratic nomination. The favorites in the race to succeed retiring Senator Jesse Helms in North Carolina, Republican Elizabeth Dole and Democrat Erskine Bowles, won their primaries, as did Democratic female candidates for governor in Arizona, Rhode Island, and Maryland.
But nothing compares with what happened in Florida. After the embarrassment of 2000, when voting malfunctions there led to chaos in the presidential contest, Florida was desperate to avoid a repeat. But here it is, one day later, and they still don't know who won the Democratic primary for governor between former U.S. Attorney General Janet Reno and political newcomer Bill McBride. NPR's Philip Davis joins me now from Miami. So, Philip, what's the latest on the Reno-McBride race?
Well, the latest is it looks as if this race is trending towards an upset. Bill McBride, the Tampa lawyer who's never held any elective office, is ahead by about 20,000 votes, with about 97% of all the precincts counted. But counting continues in Miami, in Fort Lauderdale, and Palm Beach, which are all Janet Reno strongholds. And right now, the race is too close to call. Neither side is admitting defeat or victory.
Yesterday, we were asking you about a possible recount in some of these districts in the race. Does that look likely?
It's difficult to say. I mean, if you talk to Reno supporters last night, they were furious about all the problems that voters had going to the polls in South Florida, and they were not counting anything out. I talked to the manager of the Reno campaign, and he said that all options are open, which was a very clear hint that they might challenge the election results. And state law mandates that if the vote differential falls to less than 0.5%, there's an automatic recount. It's a scenario that nobody is looking forward to, but it's looking increasingly possible.
Do we know any more about what caused all the problems yesterday? Why didn't the new computerized voting system work properly?
If you talk to election officials, they say it's not the machine's fault, it was human error. Basically, what happened was poll workers, many of whom perhaps were not trained correctly, went to the polls not early enough to turn on the machines. Some poll workers didn't realize that they had authorization to turn on these new computerized terminals themselves. And then in a fail-safe measure, many of these terminals automatically shut down at 7 p.m. when polls were supposed to close. But Governor Bush, at the urging of the Reno campaign, ordered that polls be open for 2 extra hours. That entailed another round of confusion as some of these machines shut down and poll workers then raced to try to get them fired up and booted up again.
Philip, after 2000, Florida's election system is becoming something of a spectacle. Are state election officials mortified about this?
You can imagine there's a tremendous round of finger-pointing going on right now. Up in Tallahassee, the state capital, the Secretary of State, Jim Smith, said he was mortified and furious about what's happened in South Florida. He said that most counties out of Florida's 67 got the election right and that the new machines worked smoothly in most of the state. And it was a shame that these two or three counties down in South Florida gave a black eye to the rest of the state. He said that Governor Bush was furious at what happened as well. Local officials say that it was human error and this was to be expected when these large populous counties in South Florida went to a completely new election system and that they hope to have all the bugs worked out by November.
Well, thank you very much, Philip.
Thank you.
NPR's Philip Davis in Miami.